For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. It's been a feisty show so far.
Yeah,
feisty
really.
Is the word. You can check out the podcast at theticketfm.com or anywhere you find your podcasts. Yeah. Show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can always call or text 464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. We have regrouped collectively.
We didn't have to regroup. We're fine. There's nothing wrong with occasionally being extremely obnoxious.
Occasionally, right? Is the key. Yeah. Occasionally. Yeah. Not every day. Occasionally. No. Jace 2 says on the text line, this is about an hour ago, he said, Sip looks very upset on the video stream. Did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
I didn't. I mean, no.
Why?
I don't react well when people are being unfair. My fairness meter runs hot, and I get triggered when there's a discussion about when I think something's unfair, and I thought it was unfair for you to attack me for rules higher. All I was trying to do was try to put myself in rules shoes.
See, I think you went on the attack. I don't think I attacked you. You attacked first for some reason. You knew what my response was going to be, and you attacked me. I'm like, I'm confused here.
Anyway.
That's why I said I've decided.
I didn't make the hire. That's why I just
decided
to make that
from
clear.
Now on that when you arrive, the coffee will be already poured at your seat.
I know.
Because you said, I'm going the first segment without coffee. So here we go.
Yeah. That's trouble. No, you're right about that part. I don't know what it is.
So did Sean. Sean noted too. He's like, get Jake him some coffee.
Do you know what? You know, I got to tell you something. You know, when I go to the office downtown, the Husker Online office, you know what Sean does the first thing when
does
I walk
coffee?
In? He says, can I get you an Americano?
Are you seeing a problem here?
Yes.
You're sensing a trend?
Yes. The first thing he does, and he doesn't really, you know what he does? It's sort of fascinating. He doesn't even, he asks me, but he just goes and gets it. He just
you
pours
can say
it.
No.
He has a maker.
No, how about you do it?
He has a coffee maker that makes Americanos. He asks me, but then he just hands it to me. Yeah, it's pretty bad. But this was a hot. This is a hot button topic.
Oh, it is.
Matt Rhule apparently
especially,
hiring
especially
Donovan
when
Raiola
it becomes official.
Matt Rhule apparently hiring Donovan Raiola. Now we talked on the break. Well, we touched on it. People are going to wonder when's Matt Rhule available to the media. I don't imagine that will be until after signing day,
the early national signing day. Is on Wednesday, December 21st.
That will be a big topic. What staff hires? Okay.
Yep.
And the question will be asked: why? If this is correct, if these reports are accurate, and I think they are, why did you decide on Donovan Raiola? And I was trying to explain why I think he probably did, and I think continuity is the. I think continuity is the most obvious explanation.
Well, okay, so we talked to Sean Callahan in the first hour, and again, as Trev Albert told us at the press conference, I mean, Nebraska has $7 million to use for the assistant salary pool.
Yes, yes.
And as Sean pointed out, as we've gone through this as well, the hires they've made so far would not exactly add up to $7 million being
the hires
reached.
Okay, so they have an offensive coordinator, and I got to tell you, I like the hire. Marcus Satterfield.
Comes from South Carolina.
Yeah. We'll gloss over these quickly. Marcus Satterfield from South Carolina. He does, I like this. He has 11 years play calling experience. 11 years of play calling experience, okay? And I do like the fact that even though he struggled as a head coach at Tennessee Tech, he was a head coach, which suggests a level of organization, okay, right? That he was able to get the job as head coach.
You're right. Didn't go well for him, but
6-16. Fired. But he got the job. And he's been a play caller at some major institutions. Okay. Running backs coach E.J. Barthel, 37-year-old young guy, had a great year at UConn last year under Jim Mora. Young guy, 37.
That fits the mold that Matt Rhule wants hungry, young, hungry coaches,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Little light on experience. Clearly East Coast recruiter, okay?
But UConn had a pretty good run game this season.
Real good run game.
After being disastrously bad as a program for quite some time.
Yeah, they averaged nearly 200 rushing yards per game, did the UConn Huskies.
That's right.
Okay, there's two. Satterfield, I don't really look at his recruiting because he's probably not going to recruit as a coordinator. I don't know how they're going to do it. He's out there right now, but it's because they don't have many guys on the staff right now. They got Terrence Knighton on the defensive side. Terrence Knighton has, you know, he's four total years of coaching experience. Two of those were at Wagner, and he's been with the Carolina Panthers. Light on experience. Won't have to pay him all that much. Terrence Knighton. Okay.
Question the recruiting there in terms of what he could do.
Well, he's a young guy, so he fits.
He's got energy, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I do. Now, this is just me, and it doesn't always add up to good coaching, but I do like the fact he played more than 100 games in the NFL. Now, it doesn't mean that a guy's going to be a good coach, but it does mean he knows what he's doing. Now, can he impart that wisdom effectively? That's what it becomes, right? Mm-hmm. Is he passionate about it? There's some guys that are really good NFL players that don't even, they wouldn't make good coaches because they don't want to do it, and B, they don't communicate well. They're just good players. Okay. Evan Cooper is the secondary coach. His background is player evaluation. I mean, he's obviously coached, but he was the recruiting coordinator at Baylor in 2019. And in his three seasons in Waco, he played a huge role in Baylor recruiting three straight top 35
so
classes.
This indicates for sure Travis Fisher is no longer here?
Apparently, yes. Yes. I should interject. Only Donovan Raiola from the previous staff received an extensive interview.
That's it?
Yeah. That was the only.
Okay.
That's what I was told. Only Donovan. The rest of them were, he talked to them. But, you know, in a gentleman way. In a gentlemanly way.
Isn't that one guy that you're hopeful to keep, Travis Fisher?
There's more than one.
I mean, just again.
There was more than one. Yeah, I mean, Bill Bush.
Bill Bush deserved to be talked to, for sure.
Yeah, and I think there's. Now, Jake, defensive staff. I mean, yeah, a couple guys on defensive staff, couple three maybe.
But it just to me, it seems kind of weird to have guys on the staff without knowing your coordinator there, right? Does it kind of all fall down from there?
Kind of does.
You should say, okay, we have our defensive coordinator. What guys does he want to bring with him? It feels weird to have guys put on there or that are hired without knowing who's running the defense.
Good point. Now, again,
unless we know, but it's not announced.
I don't think you nor I want to get into a situation where we're criticizing a staff that isn't done yet. We'll see how it all shakes out. Right?
I am patient. Yeah. I am patient.
He might have a big fish waiting at defensive coordinator.
Right. And imagine if that big fish were, let's say, Jim Leonard, who again now announced yesterday, last night, he's not going to stay at Wisconsin. He will coach the bowl game.
I thought he was staying,
too. So did our good friend Jeff Patricus, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Right.
He announced he's going to stay until the bowl game. After that, he's moving on to a place he has not determined yet, not said yet.
So we've covered offensive coordinator Marcus Satterfield, running backs coach E.J. Barthel, okay, a defensive line coach Terrence Knighton, secondary coach Evan Cooper, then the special teams coach is Ed Foley, who has 3 decades of coaching experience. I think he's in his 50s. Foley served on Rule's staff for 8 of Rule's 10 seasons as a head coach, including each of the last 4. Familiarity factor is huge. Foley, special teams coordinator, has done it before. Did it at a high level.
No offense to you, because wouldn't call me young.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe he's energetic, but he's in terms of what Rule has said, what he wants, he doesn't fit that narrative completely. But
you don't have to have all young guys.
Okay, all right, it's good pushback.
Yeah,
it's
you fair. Having some experienced guys around in Foley's time at Temple, Ed Foley. Think about this sentence. It struck me yesterday. In Foley's time at Temple, more than 20 Owls who played high school football in New Jersey went on to NFL careers. That's pretty good. I mean, that's to be able to say that, Rule to be able to say that is pretty good. Temple to be able to say that's pretty good. That's just from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Now, what you're seeing is a lot of, I like the kind of the East Coast footprint. And by the way, Corey Campbell is the strength coach. He had been the assistant strength coach with the Carolina Panthers. He had been on the Baylor strength staff too, not as the chief, but as.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Part of the staff. So I'm already, and by the way, I'm already hearing good things about Campbell.
So am I.
Yeah.
No, good. I am. Yeah, I'll tell you during the break.
Okay.
Why I've heard that.
Okay. So there you go. There's the staff.
Texture says this, and we brought this up yesterday about how at this point, right now, and as today, same thing. You could have all 11 starters back from your defense for next year. Question goes, do you think the fact that we haven't made a decision at coordinator helps Nebraska not have guys jump in the portal because of the unknown?
Yes, I'm glad. That's a good question. I was told yesterday that there are definitely some guys in that 11 that are waiting to see before they make, there's some prominent names that are probably weighing their options. Now, how do you make a decision when you don't even know who the defensive coordinator is?
Well, it's encouraging they have not just jumped ship no matter what, saying, I don't care
it's
who it is, I'm out of there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. It's definitely encouraging. So now 9 players from Nebraska have jumped. But
no offense to those guys. Only one really stands out in Ernest Hausman.
True. And that's
other guys
true.
Were either, you know, didn't play a lot or didn't play at all.
Exactly.
So
now Gold,
major so far.
I say Jaden Gold is also a loss. When I think of
the
9.
We didn't see him, though.
No, not a lot.
So I struggle to say it's a huge loss. When Ernest Hausman played as a freshman and played well to end the season, that's a huge loss. Other than that, you know, maybe some guys project to be good, but you haven't lost anybody huge.
Right. Not yet.
Huge names.
Right.
Maybe when you announce the coordinator, that changes.
Right. So, I think a lot of guys are in kind of decision, a lot of players are in decision-making mode. As far as this Jim Leonard discussion goes, I guess I could in some ways guarantee that he's going to get the job by saying, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't. But man, it would be nice if Rule brought a big name to that position. right? Satterfield's
Jim Leonard's a bigger name than Satterfield.
Well, sure. He's way bigger. But Satterfield is, his experience is such that you would say you got to pay him over $1 million.
The problem with Satterfield is that, I mean, if you talk to South Carolina fans from this year, they weren't sad to see him go for the most part.
That's
the way the end of the season.
You know how that
helped
goes,
it
though.
Out. You
how
know,
many coordinators? I mean, how many coordinators have we had where we'd say we're okay with him leaving? Just about every one of them. I mean, am I wrong?
We even had a guy jump to a head coaching job. Have you as a
right?
I mean, I know he's not
my point up, is those guys incur a lot of criticism. If you're a play caller,
what would that guy be?
I don't know.
Has there been a coordinator here that we have been?
Tim Beck wasn't Mr. Popular.
No, but and he's a head coach.
I know, but when he was here, we're not going to have that discussion again.
Oh yeah,
we're not.
He was criticized.
Yeah,
Sean Watson was criticized here.
Yeah, Tom Osborne was. Tom Osborne was criticized for his play calling for a long time. Old timers like me would tell you. Oh, God, there he goes running that short side option again. What's he doing? So stubborn.
Tom's lost it, man. Lost his edge.
He's just stubborn.
He's crazy.
Nobody ever said he was crazy.
Tom's getting crazy over
here. But anyway, that, yeah, so I think, now, there's a game at PBA on Saturday. We'll talk about it here in a second. Nebraska play. No, we won't. We'll talk about Indiana first. But there's a game at PBA on Saturday. When Nebraska plays Purdue,
and it's basketball,
yeah, early tip off, well, one ish. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that would
1:15
be 1:15. I thought that may be an opportunity for Rule to introduce his staff, and I thought, okay, maybe he'll have that staff in place by Saturday, so he can unveil it
quickly. Then
he can unveil it to the fans.
Well, I think he might be there regardless, right? With
for
his
sure
staff or not.
That'd with recruits.
Yes.
There's recruits in town. And
that's a perfect time. It's a big opponent you have here. It's going to be on BTN, 1:15 p.m.
I mean, packed house.
It should be, yeah.
So you have the recruits have their lunch and then shuttle them over to PBA to see a packed house and introduce the head coach. It'll be a great scene. But I wondered, maybe he'll have his whole staff in place by Saturday. Big recruiting weekend, big opportunity to introduce those guys. We'll see. Now it's going to have to start shaking here pretty quick.
Here's some news.
Today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know a defensive coordinator yet.
But a whole lot of shaking went on, Jerry Lee, last night with this Donovan Raiola situation.
Yeah, there was a lot of shaking. And this morning at 6 o'clock.
A whole lot of shaking this morning.
regarding Nebraska basketball, hard transition here, hard shift. They do play tonight. They play at Indiana, 7:30 tip, BTN. Hoosiers, 13-point favorites as of right now against Nebraska. Hoosiers coming off a 14-point loss to Rutgers. Nebraska coming off a 10-point win at Creighton.
I just think Nebraska's defense, the way they're playing defense right now, they'll be in the game. Are they good enough to get over the top again? They were. They were good enough to get over the top against Creighton, number 7 Creighton on the road. Why would we say they're not good enough to get over the top against Indiana? I'm not saying it. Well, I'm very interested in this game.
Last year, Nebraska played Indiana tough for a while on the road. They ended up losing by 15 points. I think they're tied at halftime or tight.
I think you're going to watch this game and going into the final 5 minutes, you're not going to – I think you're not going to be totally – you won't have a real strong hand who's going to win. That's what I'll say.
I hope so.
Now, I wouldn't pick Nebraska to win. I'm not
well,
that
it's a
foolish
road game at a tough place.
Right, but –
tough team.
I think this team is the way they're playing defense will keep them in the game. And, you know, if they can hit some shots, if Walker can stay out of foul trouble, if Wiltshire and Tominaga, or at least one of them, can get to 12-15, or how about 14-17 points, give you some perimeter offense, I'd watch this pretty close. If both of those guys, Tominaga and Wiltshire, are on, and you couple that with Walker, then you're in business.
What were your thoughts yesterday regarding basketball when you saw a video of Trev Alberts giving out football jersey, black shirts.
What were your thoughts?
To Emmanuel Abandamel and Jawan Carey.
What were your thoughts?
I didn't know what to think. I'll tell you what. I was confused. I said, okay, part of me said that's kind of cool. Part of me said that's kind of weird a little bit. I'll tell you who was pissed about it on
Ooh.
These airwaves.
Who?
Terrell Farley.
Who?
From 10 to noon on The Captain with Rashawn Jackson and Jake Buckle.
Okay. Because Terrell is a black
Terrell
shirt.
Terrell is a very proud black shirt. It's a, you know, when he played, it was a huge deal to have a black shirt.
Yeah.
They deserved black shirts back then. Uh-huh. He didn't like it.
Because?
You just can't hand black shirts out to different sports than football. It's a football thing.
After one win?
Yeah.
Well, that's three.
He thought it was a pretty bad look. Now, again, I didn't think it was an awesome thing or something, anything bad. I'm the boring guy in the middle here where I said I it's kind of cool, but it's kind of weird at the same time.
Yeah, I think the
Did
word.
Do you have any response to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the word that came to my mind, and it was fleeting.
I thought maybe
it was
forced.
Peculiar. I thought it was peculiar.
Fleeting, forced, peculiar.
Yeah, I thought it was a peculiar video and a peculiar kind of scene. Like, these are football jerseys, number one.
Could be like a black basketball jersey right, or something. Yeah. Like, we understand what it's about.
It was all right. I like the idea. You know what I'm not a big fan of, though? The video part of it. Why do you have to put it on video?
Because that's all about video at that point.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why can't you just do it? Like, bring them in.
Because good acts now don't exist just off camera.
Oh, well, they do.
People have to publish, hey, look at this. Let's make sure we get this posted. We're doing a good deed here. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I guess. True Red's on the line.
All right, before we get to break, well, we got another two calls here. True Red, you're on early break. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Not much, fellas. Good morning to you. I'm glad I stuck my big foot in my small mouth last week saying we would get blown out by Creighton.
You did say
True
that.
Red. Right. True
hey,
Red.
Keep making proclamations, True Red.
That's okay. Jake does it all the time.
Yeah, this group does.
You know, it's just like, listen to this, though. Listen to this. It's...
Uh-oh, we lost him. Hang on. It's all right. We're learning the phones over there still. It's fine. Who do we have here? Okay. Uh-oh. We got Terrell. We got Farley.
Oh, this is
we
my man.
We got Farley. Okay.
This is all our right. man.
We apologize to True Red. You can call in later in the show. Terrell, what's going on?
What's
You're
up?
On early break.
Oh, man. This black shirt news, man. I done heard enough of it.
Okay.
What do you got? What's your problem?
I don't know, man. I just think for Trev being a former black shirt, he know how hard guys work for them shirts, man. And just to give it to, you know, just any other sport, I think it's disrespectful to the black shirt.
Okay. It's a fair take, Terrell.
You were angered about
it's a fair
this.
Fair take, because you got guys that have been there 5 years still haven't got one. You know, the little farm kids that's way out in, like North Platte or like yeah. Colton Feach, you know, guys like that. He had to work hard for his. And just to give them away like that, you know, it's guys that, you know, I cherish mine. You know, I want to be buried with mine. So, you know, it's just a different take for me on this issue.
That's very interesting, Terrell. Very interesting. And you make a great point. I mean, what you don't want to do is diminish the status of those things, right?
Yeah,
right.
You just don't make it, you know, it's like, it's just like Oprah. She give away free stuff. It's like he giving away free black shirt. You get a black shirt. You get a black shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you got to talk to guys and see how they feel about that, or go to Charlie McBride, one of the pioneers of the black shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it. I really like the
Appreciate
perspective.
It, Farley. Yeah. Thank you.
I really like his perspective on that.
Well, he earned the black shirt. It was a big deal to him. It was a big deal for a long time here at Nebraska.
And the critical word in that discussion is earned. Earned over time. Terrell Farley didn't earn his black shirt with one big performance, right?
Right.
You earn it over a period of time. And, yeah, we used to say, man, some of these coaches are handing out black shirts like candy.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Terrell, in those proud black shirts from the past, they don't. Those were black shirts, by the way. I mean, those guys.
That's the definition.
Right. Those guys
were
freaks.
That's what it means to be a collector.
Right. So, yeah, I get where he's coming from. It's very interesting.
More next on an early break in the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.